My brother Noboru Wataya did exactly that to my sister many years ago, and she ended up killing herself. He defiled us both. Strictly speaking, he did not defile our bodies. What he did was even worse than that. The freedom to do anything at all was taken from me, and I shut myself up in a dark room alone. No one chained me down or set a guard to watch over me, but I could not have escaped. My brother held me with yet stronger chains and guards that were myself. I was the chain that bit into my ankle, and I was the ruthless guard that never slept. Inside me, of course, there was a self that wanted to escape. But at the same time, there was a cowardly, debauched self that had given up all hope of ever being able to flee from there, and the first self could never dominate the second because I had been so defiled in mind and body. I had lost the right to go back to you, not just because I had been defiled by my brother Noboru Wataya, but because even before that, I had defiled myself irreparably. I told you in my letter that I had slept with another man. But in that letter I was not telling the truth. I must confess the truth to you here. I did not sleep with just one man. I slept with many other men. Too many to count. I myself have no idea what caused me to do such a thing. Looking back upon it now, I think it may have been my brother's influence. He may have opened some kind of drawer inside me, taken out some kind of incomprehensible something, and made me give myself to one man after another. My brother had that kind of power, and as much as I hate to acknowledge it, the two of us were surely tied together in some dark place. In any case, by the time my brother came to me, I had already defiled myself beyond all cleansing. In the end, I even contracted a venereal disease. In spite of all this, as I mentioned in my letter, I was never able to feel at the time that I was wronging you in any way. What I was doing seemed entirely natural to me, though I can only imagine that it was not the real me that felt that way. Could this be true, though? Is the answer really so simple? And if so, what, then, is the real me? Do I have any sound basis for concluding that the me who is now writing this letter is the real me? I was never able to believe all that firmly in myself, nor am I able to today. I often used to dream of you, vivid dreams with clear-cut stories. In these dreams you were always searching desperately for me. We were in a kind of labyrinth, and you would come almost up to where I was standing. "Take one more step. I'm right here," I wanted to shout. "And if only you would find me and take me in your arms, the nightmare would end and everything would go back to the way it was." But I was never able to produce that shout. And you would miss me in the darkness and go straight past me and disappear. It was always like that, but still, those dreams helped and encouraged me. At least I knew I still had the power to dream. My brother couldn't prevent me from doing that. I was able to sense that you were doing everything in your power to draw nearer to me. Maybe someday you would find me and hold me and sweep away the filth that was clinging to me and take me away from that place forever. Maybe you would smash the curse and replace the seal so that the real me would never have to leave again. That was how I was able to keep a tiny flame of hope alive in that cold, dark place with no exit. How I was able to preserve the tiniest remnant of my own voice. I received the password for access to this computer this afternoon. Someone sent it to me, special delivery. I'm sending you this message from the machine in my brother's office. I hope it reaches you. I have run out of time. The taxi is waiting for me outside. I have to leave for the hospital now to kill my brother and take my punishment. Strange, I no longer hate my brother. I am calm with the thought that I will have to obliterate his life from this world. I have to do it for his sake too, and to give my own life meaning. take good care of the cat. I can't tell you how happy I am that he is back. You say his name is Mac.